James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be giving you a quick demo of Bankrate.com. And what Bankrate.com is going to be used for is when you're analyzing a property and you just want to get a preliminary estimate on what the debt service is going to be. And now, don't get intimidated or don't be afraid of these numbers, because the site makes it very, very easy to use. And even people who hate numbers could use the site in less than 2 minutes to get this quick estimate. So I just wanted to jump in and show you a quick demo of how you could get your estimated debt service. So where I'm at right now is just www.bankrate.com. And then you're going to click on the mortgages drop down. And then the third one down, mortgage calculator. Once you're in here, you're going to want to type in underneath the home price your estimated purchase price for the property. So just say it's a $500,000 property, and then estimate that the loan to value is going to be 75%. So put your 25% down. So you put $125,000. For the term, you could keep it at 30, and then for the interest rate, you could just estimate and put that at 4.5. Then you hit calculate. And you're able to see that your estimated monthly payment is $1,900.07. And why this number is important in your preliminary valuation is because you're going to need to figure out what the debt service coverage ratio is. And what Rod likes to see is at least a 1.6 debt service coverage ratio. And if it's not at 1.6, he wants the ability to, you know, get there very quickly. And just as a reminder, what the debt service coverage ratio is it's the relationship between, you know, the property's NOI and then what the actual mortgage, you know, what the debt is going to be. So if the NOI of a property was $135,000 a year and the mortgage was $100,000 a year, what the debt service coverage ratio would be there is 1.35. And if the NOI was only $90,000 and the debt service was $100,000, then the debt service coverage ratio would actually be 0.90. So like I said, what Rod shoots for is getting at least a 1.6. So you definitely want to make sure that you're right around there. And if not, you can get there quickly. But that's why it's very important to just use this site, you know, as early on in the process as possible. Just so you could kind of see what your debt service coverage ratio is going to be. And then it's also very useful because you could see maybe if you get a little bit higher of a loan to value and you only need to put 20% down, how that'll affect your monthly payment. Then you could change the interest rate. Maybe you can get a better rate than 4.5. You can get a 4.25. You could pop that in there and see how that's going to affect your monthly payment. So you could really play around with this and see how even small changes in the down payment, the term, the interest rate, how those small little changes do have a huge, they will make your monthly cash flow and your monthly payment, they're going to make that really change. So that's why it's good to come in here and get prepared. So when you're talking to the seller or to the lender, you could say, you know, I need this purchase price, or I can only put this much down. These are just the numbers that I need to, you know, make my numbers work. So that's why this site is very helpful, and it's, as you just saw, it's very easy to use, and it's free. So definitely hop on here and make sure you get familiar with it, and then every time you're doing your preliminary evaluation on a property, definitely hop on Bankrate.com and use it. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I appreciate the time, and I'll see you on the next one.